Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
All right, you two are now the Blues selectors, so you need to come up with a team that you together agree on. Maybe you could start with who is a lock in this team? Not number 13. I mean, who have you got that just, you know, the both of you immediately agree on?
Jake Trbojevic.
Wow. Fullback?
Oh, lock.
Tedesco?
Oh, Tedesco, fullback. I thought you were talking about lock.
No, I mean,
he wants to lock him in.
There's going to be no argument about.
There's no argument about Tedesco, I don't think.
Tedesco?
James Tedesco's in.
Keary Cleary?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair statement.
Keary Cleary. Okay. Boyd Cordner's in there as skipper.
Yep.
Okay.
Would you lock Cook in?
He's played the last two series and, you know, Corrissau's certainly putting pressure on, but I think Cook's probably he's played far better the last 6 weeks than he did for the first half of the year. I think he's sort of adapted better to the new game of late, so I'd say that Appy's probably had a better all-round year than him, but the fact is the incumbent and he is playing well and Souths are playing finals footy. It's probably hard to leave him out, but Appy would be in the squad, wouldn't he? He's got to be in the 27-man squad.
If you got Keary and Cleary in the halves, would Jack White be a lock at left centre?
Yeah.
Fair to say. Addo Carr next to him on the left?
Yeah, like I don't see why he wouldn't back the Fox up again. He's playing well.
What about on the right wing?
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Faluma's been good.
Wasn't picked in that original.
I'd go with Nick Kotrick. I think he's been around there for a while now and he's pretty solid.
Yeah, Kotrick's obviously a very good player and Daniel Tupu's outstanding player too, isn't he?
Yeah. But he plays left, doesn't he?
He does, yeah, he does play left.
Blake Ferguson hasn't had the greatest of seasons, but he's when he gets in the blue jersey, he usually performs.
He does,
but
you're right.
You're thinking he's not going to get there?
I would personally go with Kotrick.
Nick Kotrick, okay, we've got there. And who's we've got another centre. Jack White, and you've got him in there. Who's your... See, the right centre, I mean, Zach Lomax wasn't picked in this the extended squad to start with, was he? Now, Tom Trbojevic has pulled out. He's ruled out. So where
there you go, Sterlo, if you're listening. Yeah. Tom Trbojevic is out.
I don't think he was doing it for Manly, was he? Withdrawing? All right, where do you got? Any takers?
That's a real...
I'd go with Lomax. I'd go with Zach Lomax. I think there's Campbell Graham. I think there's Stephen Crichton. But Stephen Crichton's had a wonderful year, but he plays in the left. And I think getting a guy that's only played one season of NRL and putting him on the other side of the field might be a little bit much of an ask. So... Yeah, I like the way Lomax plays. He's aggressive defensively. You know, in Origin, you don't, especially in the centres, you don't get a lot of opportunities. He's a guy that, you know, when the ball goes in the air, he chases it hard and he creates opportunities out of sometimes nothing, and they're the players you need. So he's got obviously still developing and got a couple of errors in his game. I think some of his ball handling this year wasn't outstanding, but I reckon he'd be a guy that would rise to the occasion.
Has he convinced you, Brownie?
He's certainly had a very good back end of the year, Zach Lomax. He's probably become one of the best kick chase in the competition. He can do things by himself, obviously. He can create opportunity. Crichton, I watch him move. I just don't see why he couldn't play left side of the field for me. He could play any side of the field for me, Crichton. I'd probably be looking at one of those two. I think they certainly look the best options for me. I know they're young. Crichton, for me, gets a huge advantage over Lomax because he's playing finals football.
All right. Does Cody Walker get a look in anywhere, given how well he is playing at this end of the year?
He's got to be in the 27-man squad for
sure.
He'd
be my 18th man going in. I think we're trying to pick
a team.
A team for game one, yeah?
Yep, you are.
So I'd have him locked in at 18. I think the front row is going to be... We've done the backs, have we?
Yep, we've done the backs.
Up front. Brownie, who
that's
you like?
That's tough, isn't it? It's a hard one, isn't it?
I'd go with Payne Haas. I'd start him. And then I'd go with someone with some experience. I'm
trying to write this neatly so Freddie will be able to understand my writing when I give him the team
list. I'll be watching the finals to see out of Tarmow, who's had a great season and got some experience, and Clemmer. I'll be looking for one of those two guys to start. I'd have Paulo on the bench as my third forward rotation.
He's got to be in
rotation.
Paulo's got to be.
I think he'd be great to bring on after 20 minutes in Origin. But I'd either be looking to start with Tarmow or Clemmer, depending on who has the better finals series.
Okay. You happy with that?
Yeah, it's hard to argue. I mean, Daniel Sapir did a good job last year, so and started the year great again. Daniel, then he missed a fair bit of footy. He had that knee injury, but I thought Daniel started the year. I thought Daniel was playing better than Dave Clemmer at the the first period of the year. I thought he was the Knights' most dominant forward there for a fair period until his injury, and he did a great job last year. So, but it's probably one of the hardest spots to pick at the moment for me. Yeah, it's tough, yeah. And obviously, you know, Campbell Gillard had an outstanding start to the year. Hasn't been quite as good the back part of the year. And as you rightly said, Jimmy Tarmow, like the last couple of years, he hasn't raised a mention in this sort of arena, but his form this year has been outstanding. Mm-hmm. So, and again, he's going to be playing until late in the year, you know. So I think these guys that are playing going late into the year, if there's a 50-50, Freddie's going to go the ones that have been playing as opposed to the ones that aren't playing.
Yeah. Yep.
And Dale Finucane's just got to be in the team somewhere.
Yeah, but he'll be playing late.
Yeah.
But okay. He'll be in the middle. So then Cordner, then on the edges, the other side, so somewhere where Tyson Frizzell would always be, but he's not going to have played for a while. So it's a decision on someone like him. You've got a Ryan Madison, Angus Crichton.
Frizzell will be in the 17, won't he?
Yeah. I'll just tell you the team now as it stands. I think 1 to 13, you're basically in agreement with James Tedesco at number one, then Josh Adokar. We've got Jack White, and we have, making his debut, Stephen Crichton. In the centres, Nick Kotrick on the other wing, Luke Keary, Nathan Cleary in the halves, which I think everybody's thought about for quite some time now this season. Payne Haas and James Tarmow, along with Damien Cook, make up the front row. Skipper Boyd Cordner alongside Tyson Frizzell. There was a little bit of to and fro on whether Tyson deserved or would keep his space, given he's played with St George, Illawarra, and there's a big gap between games, but he's in there. And Cameron Murray has the 13 jumper, which pushes Jake Trbojevic onto a bench that also includes Dale Finucane, Junior Paulo, and at the moment, Angus Crichton. Now, it's a large bench you've chosen. You're happy with how that covers a whole range of issues? If there's something happens, somebody falls over in the back line.
Are you happy with it, Tony? Well, we've got some guys that can play in the back line. So Cameron Murray, Angus Crichton, those guys can push to the centres, and then Jack White can go in and play in the halves if needed. Okay. The issue might
what
be
if Cookie gets injured.
If something happens to Cookie, then
Cameron Murray
might probably have to go to nine. But you know, he's an 80-minute player.
All right. While you were out, Ryan,
who'd you slide in?
I didn't slide. No, it's not me. I'm not doing. Brownie just did mention the couple of players. You thought, gee, I don't know why they miss out, how they miss out.
Okay.
I look at Daniel Safidi played all three games last year, and they did win the series, and his form this year was one of the more dominant front rows in the first sort of half of the competition until he succumbed to a knee injury. Now he's a couple of games back, so I'd find it hard for Daniel not to be somewhere in the mix there, I would have thought.
Okay. All right. So
do you disagree? Are you sliding him in?
Well,
are you starting him? Who's out?
Well, I can't disagree, so I've given Gerds as a captain.
Don't cave to Gerds.
Daniel, for me, would have to be there somewhere. Like if he has
within the 17, he's got to be
within
there.
The 17, I would have thought, you know. Okay. Look, both him and Clemmer started last year's deciding game, and Dave Clemmer was actually probably the best forward in the first Origin last year too. So
he's running agendas, Tone. It's his Newcastle connection.
It always happens
around the table.
I'm just stating some facts.
You shoved in Crichton instead of Lomax. That's an agenda for
He actually
Panthers.
He like overruled Crichton. Me on. I like Crichton because I said Crichton is a left hand centre, and Whiten will be there instead of Crichton. But
Whiten and Crichton.
Angus Crichton is a better player this year than he was the previous 2 years.
No, we're talking about.
Can we name 19?
Stephen Crichton.
Can we name 19 and leave the bench up to Freddie?
Hey, and doesn't it show you how hard it must be for Freddie and his staff to pick? Like, because we're here debating about these blokes that, you know, and you've got form of blokes who's like someone will play out of their tree in the semi final. There's always someone that comes out of the ground in there.
If Newcastle get knocked out tomorrow by the Rabbits and Penrith are going to play in the prelim and potentially the GF, would that have some bearing on, you know, who goes into that front row if it is a spot for Saifidi that might be out for 4 weeks?
That's why it's hard to argue with your Jimmy Tarmow, and he has been in very good form this year, Jimmy Tarmow, and he's just played last night. He's definitely going to be playing in 2 weeks, and you would think a big chance of playing on grand final day.
And a little bit of experience might be important too, because Payne Haas is the other front rower. So I don't know. Daniel obviously played the whole series last year, so he goes in with a couple under his belt. But
all right. I love it. Love the process.
I'm not doing it.
Love the process. Well played.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.